Welcome to the second ASX Share Gain podcast. I'm Tony Hunter from ASX, and I'm talking again to Carl Daffy, an investment advisor with Wilson HTM. In this podcast, we'll be talking about should I be aggressive or defensive? Now, we all know what it means to be aggressive or to be defensive. If I'm aggressive, I'm confident, even forceful, looking to attack. If I'm defensive, I'm trying to keep safe, trying to protect myself from bad things happening. Welcome to the podcast, Carl.
Thanks, Tony.
What does aggressive and defensive mean when we come to the share market?
I think the easiest way to think about it is to understand that the shares that we're buying actually own businesses. And you could classify defensive stocks, if you like, as those businesses that you use every day. And we sort of did cover some of this in our previous podcast, but I think it's worth revisiting. So if you think about the underlying businesses that you are buying, so I would classify defensive sort of sectors as those such as supermarkets, toll roads, power companies, and say healthcare. If I give you a very simple example, it doesn't matter how the economy is tracking, whether things are good or things are bad. If you're sick, you'll go to the doctor. It's an essential service. You still go to the supermarket every single week. Or if you're a student, your mother will be going and dragging you along to the supermarket every single week. We still have to eat. We still go home and turn the lights on, turn the heater on. So they're defensive style of businesses, whereas more aggressive businesses are ones where the broader global economy will have an impact on their profitability or their business. So if we use an example like BHP, which most people will know, or at least heard of the name BHP, what do they do? They mine iron ore, coal, oil, copper. All these things are commodities which have a price. And if we just take an example of the oil price in the last 12 months, and the students will be able to research this and find that last July, the oil price was trading at $145 US a barrel. Today, it's closer to $45 US a barrel. Now, clearly, BHP are pumping out as much of that oil as they can, but they're getting a totally different price than what they were getting just, say, 10 months ago. And that stock is what I would call more aggressive, because if the broader economy improves, demand for oil will go up, and therefore the price of oil will go up, and BHP will be getting a lot more for their product in a stronger economy.
And similarly for the coal, which is used in the foundries to make the steel, and the iron ore, which is used to make the steel as well, which all goes into industries and what we call infrastructure as well. So that you get more of that in a growing economy and less of it in a shrinking one, don't you?
Exactly right.
And, of course, students can always look up on the ASX website for different sectors and which stocks are in those sectors. Let's talk about when would people buy aggressive stocks and when would they buy defensive stocks, and particularly talking about the market we've got at the moment.
Students have to take a view on where they think the market is going, and therefore if we broadly classify them into share market terms, you're either a bull or a bear. If you're a bull, that means you think the market is going up. The theory is that the bull chases the market up with his horns. And if you're a bear, it means you think that the market is going to go down. A bear claws the market down with his claws. So if you are aggressive, you're a bull. If you are defensive, you might classify yourself as a bear. You have to make a decision on where you think the market is going to go in the short term. If you think there's going to be a constant flow of bad news continuing, the unemployment rate in Australia is going to continue to rise, and therefore we're going to continue to see weakness in the share market, you would consider yourself to be bearish and you'd buy defensive stocks. If you think the worst of the news is behind us and that interest rates are being cut, that the fiscal stimulus packages or the government spending money and giving government handouts is going to result in our economy improving during the course of the game, you're going to be in a situation where you would be more bullish and therefore buy more aggressive stocks.
We've had an interesting situation at the moment where the market's rallied in recent times. We've had quite a few weeks with continuous rising prices for
Thankfully.
Some stocks. Yes, that's right. A ray of sunshine. But at the same time, we've had the Reserve Bank actually confirm they believe Australia will go into recession. So, you know, which side of the coin are you looking at?
Yeah, I think it's a case of saying, has that already been built into share prices? I think, it's well known now that when we get our March numbers through, we'll find that the economy will have shrunk again in that quarter, and therefore, technically, if you have two quarters of negative growth or a shrinking economy, you'll find that we're in recession. And I think the Reserve Bank is just getting there and just confirming that ahead of actually seeing the numbers. But But the question is that already built into share prices, and that's why share prices are, let's call it, down 50% off their highs? And if that is the case, we can still find this negative data coming through, but the economy can start to rally because all the bad news is out. We already know it.
And in our next podcast, we'll actually be looking in a bit more detail about a company itself and how you assess its value and whether it's overpriced or underpriced. So stay tuned for that one. But continuing on with our theme for today, here's a tricky one for you. A lot of investment advisors tend to talk about companies being relatively cheap and a good long-term buy or a buy on weakness, which usually means to buy if the share prices drop down a bit because you expect it'll recover. But the share market game only goes for 10 weeks, and we've already into it a couple of weeks into the game now. What about for students playing the ASX share market game? Can they really implement a buy and hold strategy? And if they were to perhaps try a trading strategy where they're regularly buying and selling the stocks, what are the things they need to look out for there?
Okay, well, of course, if you're going to have the trading strategy, you are going to incur additional brokerage, so that strategy is more costly to your portfolio.
But and that's $30 a trade for the ASX share market game.
Okay, so we need to take that into account to make sure that the trades are working and you are getting a net return. I think you mentioned to me, Tony, that both sorts of strategies have worked in the game in the past, where a buy and hold strategy has worked, and certainly a trading strategy has worked. I think the person or the group that wins the share market game will first of all get the direction of the market right. So you have to decide if you're a bull or a bear, and therefore buy stocks according to that view. So
that goes down to picking aggressive stocks or the more defensive ones with solid, stable earnings, irrespective of the economic climate.
That's right. So if you think the market is going to fall in the 10 weeks that you're playing the game, you should be buying defensive stocks like a bear. If you think the market is going to go up, you should be buying bullish stocks and those that are more aggressive. So first of all, the group that wins will get the direction right, and then it'll be, if let's say the market did rally, meaning it went up significantly in that 10-week period, the bears would get beaten. The bulls would beat the bears without any problem at all. Then whoever wins will be the group that actually gets the stock selection amongst those aggressive stocks right, and vice versa if the market does fall.
So, I mean, we've actually had situations in games where very few game players have actually made any money because of the economic climate, and the person who won made very little money, just everyone lost more. Other years in strong markets, we've had the winners making 35% returns. So it really just, what do they say, all boats rise on a rising tide.
That's right.
And things like that. So you've got to take in the broader market sectors as well. To recap, you're saying defensive stocks, those ones with stable earnings, health sectors, grocery items, things like that. The more aggressive ones are those ones where they're really depending on strong economic growth, at risk if people have got spending on things which they don't necessarily need to spend money on.
That's right. Discretionary
spending. They've got a choice.
Yes.
Make a call. Do you think the market's going to go up, or do you think it's going to go sideways or down as to which sort of stocks you're looking at? And even in the time frame of the game, they can still be a trader, but just remember that every time you trade, you're going to incur some costs.
That's right.
And you can be a buy and hold person, but sometimes it doesn't pay to look at the share price every 2 minutes, does it? Can you get very nervous?
Well, we'll still have to get our studies done, Tony, in the meantime, and make sure we're passing all those subjects.
Yeah. Just a closing question for you, Carl. Is there a pattern amongst your clients as to what they're doing at the moment?
Look, what I'm seeing at the moment is we are using some of the cash that we do have on the sidelines and putting those into equities. We're also moving parts of the portfolio from the defensive stocks into the more aggressive stocks to take advantage of this rally that we're having at the moment. But, of course, my clients have got a medium-term view, and I think the market is very good buying here. But my horizon is 3, 4, and 5 years out, whereas the students have a 10-week horizon. And that could be the difference in that short space of time. But certainly, I think you'll find that defensive stocks just at the moment, because we had a very strong March month, are on the wane, and the more aggressive stocks have had a little bit of a relief. Now, these stocks have been belted around and they are quite cheap, but at the same time, they're having a bit of relief, and it's nice to have a nice strong month in March. If that continues in April, you'll find that those aggressive stocks will continue to go up and the defensive stocks should continue to be fairly stable.
Carl Daffy from Wilson HTM, thanks for joining us again. That's it for the second ASX Share Game podcast.
My pleasure.